This is VOA's International Edition with me, Michael Lippin. Social media enthusiasts have been gathering in New York City this week for Social Media Week, part of a worldwide event being held in 18 cities over the course of this year. The event is drawing thousands of professionals in technology, marketing, and media, including VOA Music's Nikki Strong. She spoke to me earlier from VOA's New York Bureau, where she told me about her Social Media Week experience so far.
Well, I think it's great. It's been a wealth of information. It's made me think about social media in so many different contexts, politics, technology, culture, marketing. It was definitely worth every single penny coming. It's been a phenomenal learning experience. There's been a plethora of panels, everything from like how to effectively monitor your audience to like, you know, how social has rocked the live music experience.
How has it shaped the way you see your audience on social media? Because you're quite active on Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It has made me realize that we have to reimagine how we see ourselves. All of us are brands now. We are brands. And keeping that in mind, especially as, you know, a media personality, really having to brand myself. What is my voice? What is my story? What is it that I am sharing with my followers?
And it seems like you're sharing a lot of GIFs at the moment.
Yes.
Those are quite colorful, aren't they?
Yes, they are a lot of fun. And that was actually inspired by, they had a panel on with the Comedy Central. And he talked about some of the campaigns that they had and what made them interesting and how their target demo are millennial males and how they love to share comedy. And as I was sitting there, I was like, you know, people love memes, they love GIFs. And so I started just tweeting with GIFs, especially since Twitter has now integrated that into the platform. So I'm like, high five Twitter. But it's all about making the experience much more fun and engaging.
And for people who don't know what GIFs are, these are these short looping video clips, right?
Yes, that are very funny. So they're like little animated things that kind of highlight what you're feeling or what you're saying. So they're like, you know, emoticons on crack, you could say.
Okay, well, what else have you learned through this experience of being at Social Media Week?
You know what? The key thing that I've learned, that the paradigm is shifting and is still shifting. So just as companies are wrapping their heads around Twitter and Facebook and learning how to measure, engage, and predict consumer behavior, new platforms emerge like Snapchat and Periscope, and new technology emerges like 360 imaging and virtual reality. And since visuals are becoming more and more important, like how do we do all of this when social media is saturated? How do we stand out? And one takeaway that I unfortunately had to face was that even though social media is free to use, to really make it effective, to make your brand stand out,
we got to spend money.
You have to spend money
right.
to boost it. You have to. If you're really serious about, you know, standing out, yeah, you have to make that investment. And a lot of companies, their budgets are changing, and more of their budget, the percentages are getting higher of their line items for social media.
And just quickly, before we wrap up, you learned also something about the way that the main presidential candidates are using social media, I've heard.
Now, this was fascinating. They had a panel on the election, and one takeaway was that Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton operate in the like older traditional media paradigm, so they don't really get social media, so they're not as effective at it. They have other people handling it, so you don't really hear their voice per se, whereas Trump, you know, created his brand in the age of social media, which speaks to how popular he is. He tweets his own tweets, and they go viral, and he gets all this press about it, and so it really shows that even though his audience is not just like millennials, he has been able to wrap his head around this social media, and it speaks to how popular social media is across the board.
He sure has, and I'm very jealous of you getting to be in Social Media Week, but it sounds like you had a great time. Thanks so much to Nikki Strong for reporting for us from Social Media Week in New York.
You're welcome, Michael.